The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress-up?
Dress-up?
You said you wanted to play dress-up, don't you? Come on, Elmo, don't you want to play? Elmo!
Live from Rule 34 Studio, where we get the host to stop fucking other women's husbands just long enough to do the show. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello! Hi everybody, welcome to episode number 74. 74 already. My god, it is June. June already, June 1st, 2015. With me, by my side, as always, my flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up?
How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Peachy keen, jelly bean.
Short pixie action.
I'm feeling very Tinkerbell today.
You're doing something.
Well, kind of like Jersey Tinkerbell.
I guess. Yeah, you got
that. I don't know.
Well, because you got the cat print skirt on there.
Yeah, I guess so.
The Jersey cotillion wear. It kind of looked like a Jersey housewife kind of a thing going on there.
A little bit, maybe, if I had like my nails done really long and I had a lot more jewelry, like gold jewelry on.
It's
and
close.
My boobs were bigger.
Close, because you got like
lip injections,
like the trendy haircut, the low cut top, and an animal print.
Rawr.
Something.
Oh my gosh, we are on RazRadioLive.com. If you want to give us a call, it's 941-421-0401. Awesome. You want to follow me on Twitter at Kinky Katie Radio. Yeah. Posted some selfies, or as they've been called now, MILFies. I did that tonight. Hashtag MILFies.
Nice.
Silky milky with the MILFies.
Yeah, where'd you get that from?
My head.
Oh, look at that. Original content?
Can you believe it?
What do you know?
I do that from time to time. I can do it. I'm so going to kick you right in the ball sack. I really am.
Are you a lot?
Well, first, I just wanted to update on everyone about my cat, about Numbers, because there were a lot of people that were super, super nice and super, super supportive and just helpful from all different angles. You guys were awesome. She's doing fine. She's grumpy as hell, but she's getting better by the day. And she got her surgery done. Thank you so much to Eric. Without you, this couldn't have happened. So I really appreciate it. And the people at all the vet places, thanks a bunch. Very happy. Okay, so I got that out of the way.
Good.
You know, I got some perfect advert, so I'm happy. Bubba Court is still supposed to be happening this Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. It is now 3 weeks down the road, and I'm pretty sick of talking about it, so...
Yeah.
It's kind of like the hatred is just growing. It's just festering.
Is it?
It is. I'm just kind of like, you know, just fuck you. I don't care. Rub my pussy on your face.
No, I don't blame you.
Walk away.
I don't blame you.
If I was a guy and if I could do the Silence of the Lambs moment, I would. Just like, yeah. Just all over your face. Ah.
No, I know what you mean. It's kind of been drug out for you. You have a short attention span. So things like that, you just don't marinate well.
I know. I don't.
Well,
it goes from panic to, okay, I can do this too. You know what? I'm just so fucking over it. But, well, I mean, there's no chance of me getting in on the big show because Bubba made that clear this morning on his show.
He did.
I got the whole, which was very awful and hurtful to hear, but.
Well, if you just stop banging everybody, you wouldn't have to worry about
that.
Oh,
yeah, I know, because I'm a homewrecker over here. That's what I do.
And the funny thing is, it's one of those, I don't know, I guess people really do think we go around banging everybody.
No, they think I do.
Yeah, well,
probably.
I mean, by extension, you're banging me and everybody else, you know what I mean?
You have so many Eskimo brothers, you don't even know it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, that's just, it should be interesting. So everybody turned into Bubba Court. Supposedly, hopefully, cross your fingers that it is, will be finally done and over with. This Wednesday on radioio.com, Bubba 1 at 10:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
It should be something.
It should be something.
Something. We don't know what yet.
Could be a damn explosion.
Could be something.
I might not have a show over there anymore.
Yeah, well, I you're getting pretty frustrated, I know.
I really am.
Well, I don't blame you. I don't blame you, because at the end of the day, it's one of those, nothing holds a woman like down like another woman, and it happens over and over.
I know you call me on it all the time on this show.
Well, because it's one of those things, as a man, that I see women do to other women, and any kind of a sexually aggressive woman automatically is horrible and put down and ostracized. And any woman that gets ahead obviously got ahead by sucking dick.
Oh yeah.
And it's rampant. And you guys will never fucking make as much as I do. and it's pretty shitty. And it's because of things like that. Really, there's a I don't know if we have a caller. Is there a caller there? Caller.
Nope, I don't think
so. It's not really there. Okay. Anyway, he was like sitting there. I didn't know if he was real or what. Like something. Fucking. Okay. Anyway. Sorry to drag you down with my technical jargon.
No, that's okay. Well, it's all right. Kind of continue.
I don't know where I was. I got all hung up in $E here. That was the name of the caller. I don't know what the fuck that means.
E-money.
I don't know what that means at all.
E-money's calling.
Exactly.
So, we'll see what's going on. I'm woman bash. I do. Well, it's like I get catty. I try not to be. I really do
That's
try to make
what
a.
Talking about.
Yeah,
That's
I truly, I really do have to make a conscious effort to not to do that, because then that just makes me just as bad as everybody else, and you know I want to work on that.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, automatically, you know, you're gonna bang somebody. You're gonna whatever. And the truth of the matter is, me and you, we rarely bang people we know anymore. And
I know.
Because we know it's such a horrible fucking idea. Like, it's gone catastrophically wrong, like, dozens and dozens of fucking times. And nobody believes this shit.
I know.
And you try to tell them, look, I don't roll with people I got to deal with tomorrow. Like, if I have to deal with you on an ongoing basis, bro, we can't fucking roll around naked. Because
no.
It's going to end up at a heartbreak for somebody. Something bad somewhere is going to happen. And fuck that. So.
And that's completely true.
Yeah. So anyway, nobody there really has any danger of Katie sleeping with anybody. You know, geez, you know, when we were drinking, yeah, but we haven't drank in like 5 years, like 4 or 5 years. And really, we're pretty fucking responsible about shit now.
I just had an idea. On Wednesday.
No, really? You had your own idea? You had two ideas in one fucking day.
Fuck off, Graybeard.
Whatever. Hey, it's positive reinforcement for behavior. I want to happen again. I'm enjoying it. Go ahead. What was your idea number two? I need like fucking music for it. I'm not prepared.
Now I don't remember what my idea
no,
was.
No, we fucking lost it.
I hate you.
Holy Jesus.
Why did you do that?
It was a good one.
You know that. Oh, I remember now. But you know my state of mind right now. So it's kind
of
easy. You're going to fuck me up.
You're
but that's okay.
What are you doing? What's your idea?
Okay. Wednesday, I could go in wearing a hazmat suit and say, not to worry. Everybody's safe.
Yeah.
I'll keep the contaminants inside.
Well, I don't think you're actually safe.
Well, here's another thing, too. On Wednesday, that's like around the start of my super bitchy, intolerant time of the month.
No, I know. I can tell it's coming. I see the look on your, you're like the twitch. I can tell.
Because then I, you know, it's the bitchy, then horny, and then
yeah,
icky.
Horny again.
Yeah. I'm telling you guys, don't be afraid to fuck girls on their period. Seriously, don't, because it gets, and girls, don't be afraid to let him do it either. Because I know some of you are like, oh, God, I don't let him near me when I'm on my period. It gets rid of headaches. It releases dopamine. It's a completely awesome cure for cramps. I'm telling you, it's really,
you generally
really good.
Feel better afterwards.
Oh, for, yeah.
Especially if you're feeling icky and shit, usually you'll respond well to some cock therapy.
Oh, yeah. Cock therapy is very, very good sometime. I suggest y'all try it. And put down some towels. Or do it in the shower.
Shower is good.
The shower's really good. Don't
leave
it. Well,
that way there's not like, there's a lot of the negatives for banging, menstrual banging are gone if you do it in the shower. You know, any kind of.
Yeah.
Not only the mess, but any kind of like odd odor you might have. Or
It'll mask it away.
Yeah. It smells like antibacterial soap now.
Mm. Actually, you shouldn't use antibacterial soap as a lube.
I wouldn't use any soap as a lube.
I know, because you're already gooped up with stuff. It's good. It's awesome. It really is.
Yeah.
But see, if you're bent over, then only he gets to see the clumps washing down the drain.
Yeah.
You killed Clumpy.
You killed Clumpy.
You killed him.
For 18,000th time. Actually, that was somebody trying to get through.
Oh.
We can't hear him. That's the problem, caller. We can't hear you. I don't know why.
Oh.
Yeah, it's something with Skype. I just saw your little text thing you sent me on this guy. I didn't even know Skype did that. Check that out. You can send messages.
Yes, you can.
So what do you got on the spiral notebook of death?
The spiral notebook
and
of
dismemberment.
Death. We're not even done with it yet. I mean, we're not even done with my little thingies. Well, fuck it. All right, fine. Let's get to the... But fuck, no, I want to say that George McVicker, he was the first crybaby, butthurt little pussy to get permanently banned from Kinky Katie Radio's Facebook page. Yeah.
Who was that again?
George McVicker.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What do you do? Dipshit theater? Do you have dipshit theater?
I do have some dipshit theater. Nice. Where he's like, why can't we be friends? What, you know, why don't you just hit the little like button? And it was just blah, blah to that because he pissed me off before. And then he starts blasting me on my page. Over that last little letter that I posted on the website.
Oh, the railroad job you're about to
receive. She needs to be knocked down a notch and get her show canceled. Her show fucking sucks.
Well, that's what happens when you go around just willy-nilly blocking people. You know, you can't expect them to really like you after that.
And I just got a text from Jimmy Smith.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's like every Monday he decides to shoot me a text.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Monday's a big night.
Nice guy. There's a new video to come. We're shooting it on Friday afternoon.
Oh, did you get all that set up? Because you know you have no production team. I'm just like, right now.
I got it all set up. I got it all set up.
Just making sure.
This is me, three of us.
No nudity.
Thanks.
Hey.
Spoiler.
Hey. Well, whatever. If it's on YouTube, they know there's not going to be nudity on YouTube. What?
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We're still serving suspension thanks to somebody. Somebody has to do like 5 videos a week now.
Hey, you said you enjoy it. It gives you something to do.
It does. It keeps me off the streets. And that's what you need to do with today's youth. Keep them off the fucking streets.
Yeah. Youth of today.
Whatever.
Sure.
Whatever. I wish I was youth of today. What?
Well, your facial hair kind of comes in like a 17-year-old.
It does. It does. 17-year-olds have better beards now than I can grow.
I know.
It's pretty fucking pathetic. It's really bad, I tell you. Whatever.
Just a couple of
gray
wisps.
I'm hanging on to my one patch I can grow. Fuck it.
But I like your little patch.
Sure. So do I. It's nice. Inspires confidence.
It matches the itty bitty little patch on your chest.
That's right.
Of like all 5 strands.
That's right. I can let it grow and it's not even growing.
You get so mad when I pull one out.
Because it fucking hurts, you weird ass. Of course. Why would I not get mad?
Because there's only 4.
When I pull the ones out of your ass, I hear you squeal too.
Well, yeah, because that's my ass.
Yeah, whatever. My chest, ass. They're still both sensitive. What are you talking about?
You love it when they come together and intermingle.
My ass hair and your chest hair? Okay.
No, my ass hair and your chest hair.
Okay. I could go for that.
I don't have chest hair.
Sure you don't.
I don't.
Right.
Oh, I know. A friend of mine once dated a girl.
I like your fucking cord holder.
Oh. It works.
She has the cord of the fucking of her microphone shoved in the cleavage.
Yeah.
So it doesn't dangle. Oh, God.
It fits quite well. Well, I... whatever. Remember that restaurant that we were talking about that they were going to open up called Tallywhackers? It was like the male Hooters.
Yeah, male Hooters. You got it. For gay men, really.
Well, yeah. People were saying that no, it's the opposite. Like Hooters, it's for men. This is going to be for women.
No, it's still for men, but it's for men who like men.
This is so yeah. Well, it's open now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's open now in Dallas.
I'm not gay. 20 to 20.
And so they only hire attractive men, and they serve comfort foods, including steaks, pizzas, pastas, and hot dogs. I bet they serve up some wieners.
Nice. Yeah, I knew you were going to go there.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about dachshunds.
Yeah.
So the grand opening was this Saturday.
Kill me. Get it. Get it.
Shut up. Well, all right. It says that the restaurant is a bar, restaurant, entertainment destination for everyone.
Destination for everybody.
There's eye candy for boys and girls.
Of course.
Great food and a really good time. All right. And all the pictures they have down the article, there's all guys that are patrons there.
Oh, yeah. Because you had said it was in a predominantly gay section of town, kind of like Wilton Manors is in Fort Lauderdale, is known as a gay mecca.
Oh, yeah.
So you put a place where guys are scantily clad. Come on, that's genius.
Well, here's
the
thing.
They know who spends money.
Here's the thing. They're not all scantily clad.
No.
No.
Some are business attired.
The owner, Rodney Duke. That sounds like a porn star.
Sure he is.
Yeah, well, he's pondered for 10 years why someone hasn't made the male equivalent to the restaurant. So, you know, and people are saying they expected to see cute, scantily clad, and so far I'm not disappointed. The waiters are fully clothed while serving food as required by the City of Dallas Health Department.
You mean they don't let wangs around food, really?
Well,
God,
guests,
that's horrible.
But check this out. Guests will be able to choose their scantily clad waiter prior to ordering.
Can you? Like, are they in a fish tank? Can you, like, have them flop around when you pull them out?
No, they're in a pen.
Can we get them, like, with the claw game? I'm really good at that fucking thing. It's, like, best in my league.
Yeah, I know. How is that league going?
I'm ready to turn pro.
Dude.
Turn fucking pro.
I'm so proud of you.
You got it.
You're so awesome.
I could have got that fucking nut out of that monkey's ass a few months ago with that fucking claw.
It takes talent.
I'm telling you.
Was the nut brown?
Yeah. Let him in.
No, you're trying to get him out. Did you have to lick it? Use your tongue. Lick the peanut out of the monkey butt.
Okay, you're losing me. You're losing me. I know you lost everybody else at the same time there, Pixie.
Well, the zookeeper that licked the monkey's butt when he had a peanut
stuck in
it. We're
talking about a zookeeper. I thought we were talking about another thing.
Dicks.
how did you get the... Whatever.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
They're talking about the waiters in the pens. Like, they have them in, like, little dog cages. Like, rah, rah.
Yeah, no, you can pick them out. Can they do the lineup like they have since
at the Bunny Ranch?
Like, every fucking
lineup. Get ready
for this? Yep, yep. That's like the official stripper lineup music since the 80s.
We have, and Johnny.
There you go.
The balls.
Two for one appetizers off of his ass.
Don't forget to try the poppers. Jalapeno, that is.
Anyway.
Oh, it says the established will be a fun, respectable environment. And of course, again, eye candy. He hired 24 young men to serve cocktails and food. More than 125 people applied for the positions. I bet he tried every single one out personally. But they plan to open another one in Houston.
Yeah, well, and because they know who spends money. Men spend money on shit like that. Women just want men to spend the money on them. And then, you know how I know a place like that's not going to go over? Because the women would stand out front arguing about putting each other down, and they'd never go in and spend any money. So that's why it has to be a guy's place to be successful.
He was flirting with me. No, he was flirting with me. No, he was flirting.
Wouldn't work. They can never come back with their girlfriends because they can't keep girlfriends.
You gotta keep the girlfriends on the DL.
Yeah.
That's why you always gotta, you gotta suck the manager, the night manager's dick every once in a while.
Is that how it works?
Sure, you gotta get the coke somehow. Gotta stay skinny and pretty, bitch. Skinny and pretty. These tans don't come for free.
Yeah.
You love it.
I do.
America's first sex toy vending machine. What? Why we haven't had these earlier, I don't know.
Well, because kids wander around and things in vending machines, they kind of want, Mommy, can I have the 10-inch black foreskin dildo?
Oh, God, that's like the woman for her daughter's 13th birthday. She bought her one of those giant dick-shaped lollipops.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, no, I'm dead serious. Oh. She's like, wouldn't this be so great for Jennifer? And he's like, it was her and her husband. And I was like, oh, Jennifer, you know, your friend wrote. She's like, no, it's our daughter. She's turning 13 next month. That'd be so funny.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess, whatever. That's a little weird.
It's a little weird. Dude, people would try to bring their kids in with them.
Yeah.
To go this one guy brought in his two daughters to try on lingerie. Well, I'm like, you're fucking sicko. Get the hell out of the store.
Air quote daughters, really. Those were the prostitutes he picked up on the corner on his way in.
No, they were dressed like maybe they were trafficked.
Oh. Nice.
They were about to become prostitutes. They were on their way to prostitutism.
Had that fresh shipping container smell about them.
Yeah, still had some, you know, rust on the bottom of their shoes and elbows.
Nice.
Yeah. It wasn't pretty. Sick. It's not a laughing matter. I shouldn't laugh. So America's first sex toy vending machine. Awesome. Philadelphia-based entrepreneurs have created what they are calling a North American first of its kind sex toy vending machine. They're calling it Pink Box, which I think is very awesome because we live in a magical age. Uh-huh. All right. Never mind. While they're holding
staring at some blinky light for a second, kind of zoned out.
They're holding a launch party at Philadelphia's Underground Arts venue on Thursday night. To celebrate this milestone and let people try out the machine firsthand. Put the money in, press the button.
We're going to let you try it out. It works different from other ones.
It's like, how different?
You get a dildo at the end.
Yay! Which end?
Yeah, and if you get fucked and it doesn't fall down, you don't get fucked. Normally, you get fucked when you don't get fucked.
My dick is stuck in the machine is a whole nother meaning. How'd you get your dick stuck in the machine? I don't know. It just wasn't lubed. It just went, and just stuck halfway down to the glass.
Did you shake it?
I did. I tried to bang into it, but it liked it. The box just went, whoo, do it again.
Just got bigger.
Just got bigger.
More wedged.
Well, the creators say that sex is nothing to be embarrassed about, which I agree. And being able to obtain dildos conveniently out of a vending machine does cut down on the awkwardness of the face-to-face interaction going on in an actual sex shop or having to wait for the delivery, you know, when that itch just won't scratch itself.
See, now I understand the whole pink box comment.
Took you that long?
Yeah, it did. It was a minute.
Wow.
That's what you were talking about.
Wow.
Yeah,
you
know.
See what I'm working with over here, guys? Yeah? 941-421-0401 is the number to call. God, if you want to get in on the conversation, I don't know why you would.
Some poor guy keeps trying to call. Sorry, whoever that was. Don't know why. We can't answer you. We don't hear you.
All right, so then don't call because apparently we can't take callers. Because
well, no, you could. I think it's just the one connection. I don't know what's up with the WhatsApp.
All right, we'll try, and if we can make it work, we can, and if not, don't take it to heart.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the curator of What's Inside explains the machine stocks everything from condoms to cock rings to Lilo vibrators.
That one of them French words. Is it?
Buongiorno. I speak Italian.
Yep.
It's awesome.
It is.
And even there are glass dildos. Ooh, those have got to be well packaged because that's good. Or they have to put those on the bottom, do you think? Yeah. The glass ones.
No. Well, and it brings to, I don't know. Go ahead.
They even have starter restraint kits. So this fucking thing has got to be pretty damn big.
Yeah. You think anybody's going to want to like just rip it out of the ground like one of those convenience store?
Oh, yeah, hook up a trailer to it.
Yeah, and rip it out.
Yeah, like an ATM machine.
I need a dildo now. Hurry now. Fucking 4 to 4 out of Canada now.
I have to say, though, I think that that would go over very well put in bars. Like in bathrooms at bars. Well, yeah. I don't know if they'd have a bathroom big enough.
Certain bars that didn't care whatever happened.
That's very true.
At Chic, that would have been cool. Or 32, whatever the fuck they started calling it.
381.
82, 25, 36, knock three times.
307.
To get in. Yeah. Weird ass club. They didn't care what you did inside, though. That's the good part.
It's Kitten. Hi.
That would have been a good place for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That would have been a good place for a dildo.
I mean, of course it has to take credit cards. Cause who's going to carry that much cash on them?
Wow. You make it take tokens. And you have skee ball machines next to it, you know?
It's a fucky cheese.
you have to play skee ball to get the cock.
Oh, my God, that'd be so much fun.
Yeah, sure it would.
It's like an uber adult Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, yeah. Adult with, like, porn playing in the background.
Dick and... boobies.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Complete failure.
It was. It really was. That.
Well, if you made it and made it slightly gay, you'd probably make money.
Probably. No. Well, I mean, they have foo-foo drinks.
Hetero wouldn't fly. They don't let hetero people go willy-nilly with sex now. As you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Willy-nilly just gets you in trouble. They think you're fucking everybody.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm a homewrecker.
You are.
I am.
I've seen you in action.
Homewrecker. Yeah, and I just, whatever.
People I know, you just keep doing it. You're fucked up.
I am. I'm horrible.
Really?
I love to do it. All right, well, they can't yet confirm where the first machine's going to be placed, but they say, you know, they're very adamant about making sure we get the pink box in a gayborhood that creates more specifically, you know, and they're going to cater specifically more to the boys.
See, what did I tell you? The men spend the money.
Well, it says due to the low overhead, they're able to keep their prices competitive for, you know, those who appreciate the value of sex toys as much as convenience.
Yeah, when you need a cock, you need a cock.
It says it's only a matter of time before these things can be found at every nightclub and strip joint across the country. And I believe it.
Yeah, I guess.
Now, I wonder if you could bring that just to, like, Shark Tank.
I don't know.
I got a strap on for you. Sure. I know you're the take charge kind of woman.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think they'd like it so much now.
Oh, Cuban would.
They
oh, he would. Bet you he's a dirty boy. I bet you he's a dirty boy.
Yeah. You think?
I do.
Well.
I think he likes some special things.
He's got that special smile about him?
He does. He just there's something about him. And I'm talking to you, Mark Cuban, if you're watching, if you're listening. I think I might be able to figure you out. Yeah. Rawr.
I like swimming in stacks of cash. Really, that's what gets me off. Swimming in money. And other people's cum. I don't know why.
Aw, come on now.
What? You gotta have both. Can't have just one.
Stop it. Sexyrodeos.com is the internet's best troll.
Oh, that's right. That was fucking...
Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer. I still want to fuck her thighs. If you are within the power of my voice, just come on. Let me one time fuck your thighs. Just once. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. I got that off my chest.
You feel better now?
A little.
Yeah?
Kind of.
So why don't you have... why don't you have a little segment? A little article where he said, please.
Fuck Schumer's thighs.
Fuck Schumer's thighs.
Well, you know.
They're shiny.
Yeah.
Legs are very shiny.
Are they?
They're uber shiny.
They're uber shiny.
Like, shring.
You, every time you see them, they are.
I know. That's why I said they're uber shiny.
She's got like a waxer on fucking staff.
Buffer legs.
Yeah.
You can buffer legs. You want to buffer legs.
Well, at least apply the wax. Whatever. Care if I buff them, really. I just want to hump them.
Turtle wax.
Exactly. I'll leave you alone afterwards. You don't have to call me. I'm cool with that.
I don't think she'd call you
I'll
anyway.
Give you a towel.
Would you really?
I would.
Well, that was
awfully nice of you. She's a celebrity, you know? You can't just, like, leave her hanging with jizz all over like that.
You at least draw a bubble bath for her.
Could I?
You could. Like you said, she is a celebrity. You know?
I don't, you know, sometimes with some people like that, you got to treat them a little bit the opposite of the way they're usually been treated, you know?
I think you just treat them as a person. I mean, Christ almighty. Well, Tuesday that just passed was Inside Amy Schumer. It's on Comedy Central. Well, they did a sketch about issue that many people don't know about, the death of hundreds of thousands of women in sexy rodeo accidents. Accidents that end not just in painful deaths, but embarrassing ones. Less attractive women are gored and decapitated by mechanical bulls and bars. Well, at the end of the sketch, the viewers were encouraged to go visit sexyrodeos.com.
Yeah.
We even went there. We said, no, come on.
Well, because I appreciate the deep comedy like that. When you advertise something, you better put it up.
You stick with it.
You better put it. Exactly. And I was completely fucking disappointed when I got there and Paige cannot be displayed.
Yeah, Paige cannot be found. Well, the website isn't exactly what you see. What it does, it directs you. You'd expect to go to a site and see something gross or funny, but you get the Pay Equality and Discrimination page from the Institute of Women's Policy Research website. So if you're actually looking for a sexy rodeo, that's not there. The lady didn't even know that she did that she made the website direct to her website, like link to it.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? And she's like, I think that's amazing. That's awesome. Because they said it crashed their site.
Yeah, well, because they weren't ready for that kind of volume, you know? Because there's a million motherfuckers just like me going to check it out.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And that's why I said it wasn't there, because it was already crashed.
Yeah.
Because we saw it, yeah, definitely a lot later. But, no ding on that one?
Oh, I'm paying attention. I'm having a conversation with somebody over here on text later.
Oh,
sorry.
Great.
Yeah, well, hi, I'm making friends and
well, that's
whatever.
Good. Well, she said it's brilliant. Whoever did it is brilliant. Well, you know, I think she did good.
That sketch was, we didn't laugh about it until they came up with the fucking, the .com. I had to check it out. And it would have been funny if something actually popped up there, but it didn't. Bastards.
Yeah.
Bastards. You got to be ready for shit like that.
Can't make you happy.
Exactly.
All the time.
Nope.
Are you ready to go to a little Brady Boo?
I could be.
All right.
It's okay. Nobody else heard that except for what I told you, so nobody else heard it. But
all right, well, why don't you go to the bathroom, get something to drink, a little snacky poo, whatever you want to do, and stay tuned for more Kinky Katie Radio on Kinky Katie's World.
There?
Get the fuck out. Go.
A tasty and refreshing snack.
Who knows? Well, I'm going to watch the special now. Now you got me wanting to watch a fucking some no cock special.
Didn't they add a dick to me?
Yeah, dick to me. Stat.
Gotta watch the
doctor,
add a dick to me.
Stat. Bring the Vaseline. We have to do an emergency add a dick to me.
Oh, not the Vaseline.
ER3.
ER3?
Stat. It's an emergency. Yeah, of course.
Stat. You
stat
want a big doctor. One? Can I make it my vision? Let's just cut the sweater off. You don't need it anymore. Oh, God. Would they give him one with foreskin, you think?
What one? Who what?
With the guy who's getting the
cock.
Yeah,
exactly.
Would they give him foreskin?
Well, he's British, but maybe.
What the hell does being British have to do with having a foreskin?
Well, hey, there's a lot of European men aren't cut. And generally, people kind of want to be what they're used to. Whether they grew up around people who were cut or uncut, that's kind of the way they roll, is the way they were around. And a lot of European dudes have sweaters. England is in Europe, yes.
So I wonder what it's going to look like when you unsheath it. Like, if it looks like it's actually got a head on it, if it looks like a sandworm from Tremors, or, you know.
They're gonna CGI in something like from Dune. That's gonna happen.
So every time he takes his pants off, they're gonna have some sort of like.
Yeah, some ninth dimensional matter in a three dimensional container.
It's the eye underwear.
Yeah.
It projects an image right there. Yeah. So whenever you show anyone, they look down like, oh.
It's coming out next year.
It is.
After the watch.
Well, they're going to have a lightsaber edition, too. It's like, I see a Schwartz is as big as mine.
Look it up. That's all I got to say. Fucking look it up.
What was that face that you just made?
That's some goddamn tart crystal light.
Oh, actually, yeah, it's lemonade and mango together.
Is that what's going on there?
They were out of the regular stuff in three places. So
wow.
It's a pretty popular beverage that we like. Because
it's awesome. That's why it's tasty.
If you guys want to know, Crystal Light.
Don't tell them. They're going to fucking come to our store. Fuck that. Fuck right. That. You can't have it. Go find your own mango Crystal Light green tea. Peach. I just fucking said it.
Yeah, she did. That's what I was like, what are you doing?
Don't drink it. It's got shit in it that's no good for you.
It's got GMOs in it.
It's got lots of
preservatives.
Yeah,
artificial. Saccharin.
Really.
Aspartame.
It's horrible for you.
Give you cancer.
I don't know how we're still alive right now.
Plug up your bung.
It does something.
Make it sterile.
Or shit for a week.
My tits fell off.
Yeah, you lost me. My tits fell off. I was going to go anal leakage. I'm going to leave it. It tits fell off. That's a good one.
I was going to say nipples, but tits just came out.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I thought you were going to still keep it going.
Well,
we're on roll.
Anal leakage. That's where I was headed, but your tits fell off. And that's really, after that, you really need to seek medical attention immediately.
Malleacle.
Is that two?
Sure.
Take four.
There's a building in Brooklyn. I got to ask Dave about this.
Lots of buildings in Brooklyn.
I'm sure there's
a made out of stone.
But is it brown?
Let him in.
And now, on with the show. I'm a fucking visionary, nah, but they brush me off. If I was dead, would they love me then? Or would I be forgot? Your idols are idol inside falling up. I don't believe in the murmurs. I ain't got time to waste with facade. Fake world, fake world. Nah, 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 nah.
And welcome back to Kinky Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com. 941-421-0401. See, look, I spit that right out, didn't I?
You did. You spit it out pretty good that time.
Usually I swallow that shit, but... Oh! What? See what I did there?
Yeah, I did.
See what I'm going to do later?
I'm trying to ignore it.
Fuck you.
I don't want to encourage you.
Why?
Not that kind of creativity.
Don't you want any sucky sucky later?
Oh, wow. That'd be nice.
All right, then. So I don't see what you're bitching about.
I'm not bitching.
All right, then.
I'm doing more reading. I'm reading me and E-Money. What? He wants to do a tribute, and we can't
hear you, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes, I do love your tributes.
See.
Now, if you guys don't know what a tribute is out there, they take people take a picture of said person they want to give a tribute to, and either print it out or leave it right on the damn screen, and they come across it.
Nice.
And then send that picture, and then they take a picture of the cum across the picture of you, and they send it to you. Yeah. I've gotten a few, and I think I dig it. I think it's pretty cool. Plus, I like to see what pictures they choose.
Yeah.
It's
interesting.
It is interesting, because some of them are like, really? The other ones are like, yeah. I like that one, too. Yeah. No.
Good taste.
So, yeah, it's like, I really did like that one. Now, there are a lot of weird alcohols out there, especially over in like China and Asia area. They make the snake wine, and they make, you know, like mice. I don't know. They stick all sorts of dead shit in alcohol bottles and then sell it for buku bucks. Well, this is anti-gin. Yeah, anti, like as in little critter, anti, bug. Well, it's a new brand of liquor they're produced in the UK, and they're using insects to help flavor the spirit. The Culinary Project is a collaboration between the Nordic Food Lab and Gastronomic Research Nonprofit and the Cambridge Distillery. It's the world's first gin tailor. Now, how I made it through that damn sentence perfectly okay with no fuck-ups, I am very proud of myself.
You did. Well, who's to say you didn't fuck anything up? I don't know. It sounded good to me, though.
All right. Well, it says, the most striking feature of the gin is its inclusion of foraged redwood ants from the forest of Kent, England. These ants fire acid into the air when threatened in nature, and some people say it smells a bit like salt vinegar.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd want to drink that, but
I don't know
this
either.
Is the UK, so they put vinegar on a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah.
So the anti-gin thought they could harness this unique aroma to create a distinctive flavor for the gin.
Cool. Yeah.
Every purchase comes with a 50 milliliter bottle of pure wood ant distillate. and it gives an untarnished taste of the aromatic creatures. So cool. Pretty much you get the full concentrate of the essence. It can be used as either as an additive for more antiness to your gin. And it does say made up word. Or if you want to bring some anti flavor to other mixed drinks. So if you want shit to be like salt and vinegar and what you're tasting, yeah. So put it on your fish and chips, but have it with alcohol.
Mm. Cool.
So I don't know.
Sounds like fun, except for I don't drink, but okay.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Be cool if you did.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
We see all kinds of cool shit they come out with now that we never, they didn't have.
I know.
We were drinking.
I know.
It's a shame.
Fuck. There's even an alcohol out there kind of looks like, Alizé, and it's called Kinky. And yeah. I could not tell you what it tastes like. And I've had so many people take pictures with the bottle and send it to me.
Yeah, I know.
I've even taken a picture of myself with a bottle with it, and it was on display. So there wasn't even alcohol in it. Whatever, though. I'm a lot better off. Everybody's a lot better off that I'm not.
Yeah, well, it's a lot more fun. I'd say we were both like at a level 35 on the fun meter. But
they're nightmares. But,
yeah.
But we got a lot of people to do a lot of things that they've always wanted to do and then immediately regretted it.
Yeah.
Body piercings. This one chick was just completely rebelling against her parents. I worked with her over at Sally's.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This poor girl. She was older than me, but I got her to... She got a tattoo, asked me to take her. Her fucking mother hated me. Ran out of the house one day and beat on my car.
Why would a mother hate you? I don't know.
Well, she's like, you're a bad influence on my daughter.
Yeah, you were.
She would sneak out of her window, and I'm like, you're like 20 fucking 2 years old. Why are you sneaking out of your house?
You were a bad influence. That's why. That's why her mother didn't like you. It was completely true.
Well, all in one day, she got her belly button pierced, her nipples pierced, and her tongue pierced.
See.
And I took naked pictures of her in a hotel.
You did.
She loved it. Hey, one of the pictures I actually won a photography contest for. So, see? Whatever.
You're just expressing your artistry.
Yes.
Whatever.
That too.
Huh?
What? You know, like Hunter S. Thompson. I just picked up this girl and I just do stuff with her.
I don't know why your mom hates me. I don't know. She got a piercing, some tattoos. We only ran one train. I don't know what her problem is, really.
I take her out drinking with me.
Yeah.
Drop her off like at 3 o'clock in the morning. Just kick her out. No, I wouldn't kick her out, but she would stumble out of the car and try to climb back in their window. And if she remembers, she got caught like twice because she didn't trip the alarm like she was supposed to, because there's alarms on every fucking window and door in that house.
Oh, yeah. And E-Money wanted you to know that he was jerking off to you. So I just thought I'd tell you. He didn't believe me when I said that you knew.
Well, tell him I said thank you.
Well, I'm not going to tell him anymore. It's typey. And then I get confused. I don't know what's going on. So
I need you here.
Yeah, I'm here now.
I'll never leave you.
I'll try not to.
I wasn't there before, but I'm here now.
Yeah.
It's like, I know that line. Oh, God. I had to
you
do
don't
this.
Know.
Yeah.
You do what?
No, let me finish with this thing, though. They're only making 99 bottles of this stuff, the antigen.
The antigen, yeah.
Yeah, they're only making 99 bottles, and each containing the essence of 62 wood ants. So you get 62 of the little critters from everything.
It has to be precisely 62, or it throws off the taste, really.
It does.
Fucks it all up. It gets too acidic, really. And then it goes into
salty.
Buttery, and then they lose me in buttery.
I like the oaky.
Really, it's a lot
not so much the
way.
Buttery.
Not really. I'm not into buttery either.
Did you know 6 is greater than 1?
I heard about that. It's a new shocking revelation in higher mathematics now.
It changes everything.
It does, because forever we were putting them in the wrong fucking order, and now we know really 6 is more than 1, and it's really good to know.
Mind blown. Surprisingly enough, I can breathe better too. It's just getting better every day.
I love the new ad campaigns they come out. And I have no idea what any of that shit is, but But whatever.
It's allergy medication.
But see, you know it. You pay a lot more attention to that than I do. Really, I turn my brain off and then pick up the tagline, consume it, and after that I walk away mentally.
No, you don't.
I don't even hear what's going on. What do you mean?
I know, you stare completely at it like you do with me sometimes. You stare and you have absolutely no idea what I've said.
Yeah, I know. It's cool, isn't it?
Fantastic.
It is. It's a good trait.
It's awesome.
Well, I can truly tune out, really.
Well, let me finish this up real quick. If you've got $310 to spend on someone or for yourself or antigen, then go ahead. So $310 for this essence of ant.
Yeah. Is it supposed to make your cock hard or anything? Do I get a bigger dick?
No, but they do have ants, like weird ants that you do put directly on your cock. And if it bites you get the venom.
No, I'm not doing
venom.
That. No. No.
Venom.
No.
I don't want ant bites. No, I don't want you to have cock ant bites.
Thank you.
Because that would look disgusting, too. Yeah, that would look like you had big, nasty... Ew.
I wouldn't want to talk about it.
I wouldn't eat... Ew!
I mean, I don't want to suck a good-looking dick, let alone a really...
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
True to yourself.
And really, are there good-looking dicks? Do they exist?
You know, I have seen one.
Mine?
Two.
Come on. You weren't going to include me? What the fuck? You got to sleep next to me. What are you talking about?
You were the first, and I thought of another one.
Right. Okay.
You going to be this way for the rest of the show?
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. Go ahead. Finish your story there, liar, fibber.
Oh!
Placate me.
Hey.
You're placating.
Baby.
Okay, so what is a pretty, what makes a pretty cock? I need to know now.
Well,
purple?
No.
Brown?
No. You can't come in.
Olive?
All of you.
You're waiting for it, weren't you?
I kind of was.
You were. Foreskin?
Oh.
Extra foreskin?
Wah!
Come on. It's like stuffed crust pizza.
Oh, God.
What?
That was not necessary there, SC.
Eat it from the fat end.
Oh, God. I can't have a garlic knot with like Parmesan cheese crust on, like sprinkled on top now because I'm with like garlic cheese. Oh, God. Thank you for ruining Italian food.
I know. I know.
Thank you.
I'll work on Chinese next week.
Bye.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
That's just not right.
Sure it is.
You're mean.
I'm not mean.
You're super mean. you're not nice.
Sure.
There was a New Jersey police officer that got caught fucking a cow.
Come on, that didn't happen.
Yeah, no. He was under investigation before.
For cow fucking.
No, for actually molesting three little girls. But that
guy. Oh, them cow fuckers, man. You got to watch them. You got to watch your kids around those cow fuckers, man. They bang a cow to bang anything.
Well, when they were searching for evidence to find about the little girls, they ran across a videotape of him not fucking one cow, but three separate occasions, three different cows that he was fucking and fooling around
rotation,
with.
Rotation, man. You can't just settle on one, dude. What?
Yeah. What?
Wow. See? You
yeah.
See?
Well, what's even worse is since the incident was allegedly recorded back in 2006, but the Superior Court judge ruled in 2012 that the prosecutors had failed to present sufficient evidence. So they said that he didn't. There was no fact that he tormented the cows. They have a video of him fucking and messing around with the cows.
Yeah.
And he's like, so they're unable to convict him of animal cruelty charges. He said, I'm not saying it's okay. This is a legal question for me. It's not a question of morals. Really, Judge?
Well,
okay.
No. Well,
so in New Jersey, it's completely cool and okay. There's no ruling against fucking a cow.
Well, because they do all kinds of horrible things to cows anyway, I guess is what's his point. Like,
let him get some action first before you die.
They shoved you've seen cow insemination, and that's up to your fucking armpit.
Oh my God! Yeah, I know.
And that's a normal thing. So sticking a man cock in a cow,
it's
really
not going to do a damn thing.
The cow doesn't give a fuck, and that's probably what he's saying. But more to the point is, how the fuck do you get a cow to agree to it? See, that's the problem.
Moo means moo.
Exactly.
Moo.
I was waiting for it. you were just a little slow. I don't know what's going on.
Wow. No.
You got a virus. Are you okay? You all right?
Sorry. Our pig. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Hey, what color are pigs?
What color are pigs?
No. Tell it.
I don't know.
Oh, forget it. You can't play.
I don't remember them. That's the problem.
Oh, goody. Guess what?
What?
This is going to be a whole nother fucking shitstorm because it's going to come.
We have another shitstorm?
But yes. It's Why? Ridiculous. This morning, E.L. James announced via her Instagram that she'll be publishing Grey, a much-needed 50 Shades of Grey retelling from the perspective of the self-made billionaire entrepreneur Christian Grey. It's a POV book retelling the fucking story that she already wrote, but from his point of view.
Oh, the other one was from her point of view?
No.
No? Do we know this, or are you just kind of saying that?
Just.
You're just kind of saying
just
that.
Saying that. No.
It's my favorite kind of news when you're just making them, I don't know, fuck her, though. Fuck that.
Oh, Jesus.
It's just hey, she's a businesswoman. Why are you putting a businesswoman down? She knows it's shit. Literary, like it's just
Did she
horrible.
Write it or did her fucking husband write it? Because her husband's the one that's going to be doing the screenplay.
Hey, but you know what? That's just a woman trying to make a buck.
Yeah, no, trust me, she makes a fucking buck and a half.
Well, and she didn't suck anybody's dick to get it either. Well, maybe she did. I don't know. Woman hate on woman hate. Wow.
Well,
you don't care.
Will being with Fuck Anna dispel the horrors of his childhood that haunt Christian every night? The back cover asked breathlessly, or will his dark sexual desires, his compulsion to control, and his self-loathing that fills his soul drive this girl away and destroy the fragile hope she offers him? To answer these questions, you could read either Grey or 50 Shades of Grey. Good help, good God. E.L. James, she earns $50 to $100 million per year from book sales.
Yeah, I know. I want to be like her.
She said, as anyone who's ever been in a relationship knows, there are two sides to every story. The book will be published on June 18th, which is Christian's birthday.
Well, you got to have a deep backstory, you know, the birthdays and anniversaries and all.
There was three books, so
I
yeah.
I know. Yeah.
But...
Yeah, well, you just weren't a fan of it. It wasn't near dirty enough for you in any way, shape, or form.
But you know, you do got to give it to her because even everybody who fucking read the first ones, they're gonna get this one too. Be like, oh, what kind of spin did she put on it? What could be going on in Christian's head at this moment? So yeah, people, she's gonna fucking every single person that bought that book's gonna buy this one too.
Well, you know, it's marketing though. It's completely marketed to Middle America, and that's the gig with it. It's like a Harlequin romance for BDSM. It's just, you know, like horrible when there's so much better, really. Good shit that's a lot more imaginative, really.
Yeah, I know.
And a lot sicker, which is better. Sicker's better.
Yeah.
It is, somehow.
It is.
Six is greater than one. Sicker is better. See, that changes everything right there. As soon as you accept the sickness in your life, it's okay.
Are you down with the sickness?
I don't think I could be down like that with the sickness. No. Oh. No, not that way.
Are you that Charlie challenge thing that people are doing? They
yeah,
put the pencils.
The pencils.
And the, yes,
yeah.
No.
Sure.
Well, guess what? The Charlie Challenge took over the internet last week. I wonder
Did
if they
break
broke it.
That's like the Kardashian catchword.
Oh, Christ.
They're using it with
Call me Caitlin.
There you go. Breaking the internet.
Again.
By the second.
It's broke it all the time. They just put bandages
over
it.
You know who's making
it
making a good dollar these days are the internet repair guys, man, from all the Kardashian breaking the internet. They're
Flat
breaking
ass.
It in. They charge like Stuff. Emergency fees on like weekdays. It's odd. They like working weekends.
That's some major IT work.
It is.
Those
so what
are
about the broken internet? Who broke the internet this time?
Oh, Charlie. They took over the internet. The Well, there's variations that he's existed since 2008. The newest version required kids to stack a couple of pencils on top of each other like a cross next to quadrants that say yes and no. Once situated, they ask, "Charlie, Charlie, are you here?" The results are mostly on the freaky side until it was memeified. Over the weekend, they discovered another Charlie Charlie challenge video that revealed it was nothing more than a viral marketing stunt for a horror film.
Nice. Good job.
The Gallows.
I like it. That's deep guerrilla marketing. I like it. It's dirty. Makes you feel dirty when you're done.
Well, that's like the Blair Witch Project. They had it on the news, and then you go to their website, and it's all creepy, and then the movie came out. I thought it was real.
No, before that, before they actually, it went out mainstream, like when it was out only in like certain theaters, you would hear a rumor, swear to God, like a rumor of it, and we went to see it at like the Draft House in Lauderdale. It's some weird fucking place, because it was the only place showing it. And I had never heard it was a midnight movie the only time it was on. And it was weird.
They had
Now I watch it and I'm like, wow, this really doesn't hold up.
I can't. It makes me nauseous. It gives me a headache. I can't. The whole fucking shaky camera makes me throw up.
Awesome. So that whole thing was a fucking, I have to see the movie now.
Well, it says
I respect it.
The film follows a bunch of students trying to recreate an old high school play that resulted in the death of the lead actor, who's named Charlie. And it got people talking, much in the way that the telekinetic coffee shop prank did in the, you know, the Carrie remake. So obviously it worked, but is it enough to get the people to see the movie? Probably, yeah. You want to see it?
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to see anything. I just respect the marketing on it. If they went to that kind of thought and into the marketing, maybe the movie's okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
It's a couple years going to get it. You know,
yeah.
You know, there's some fucking long. That's a long play there. You long played it, and I don't want to check it out. Maybe the movie's good.
Maybe
it probably sucks. It's probably gonna suck, but whatever.
Aww.
Well, you know.
Come on.
They can still make good horror movies now. They make some.
They do, but some of them are just so, you know. And I'm a big fucking baby when it comes to scary movies. You know how bad I am. But some of them now, the trailers look so fucking scary. They're so bad. They terrify the hell out of me. And then I end up catching the movie
and being completely disappointed.
I'm like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And even like the cover art. I'm a big sucker for cover art. You make that look so fucking scary and awesome and cool. You put in the movie. You're like, what is this crap? You guys have like a budget of $50? It's like, really? And did you spend 49 of it to the artist to make this poster?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I was freaking out and panicking about this. It's like, God, it's awful. It's a fucking puppet.
Yeah.
Stupid puppet.
Yeah, you do that a lot with movies. You'll work yourself up and not want to see it. Oh, my God. Oh, and then we'll watch it, and it's just horrible.
It is very horrible.
No M. Night Shyamalan.
What a twist. That Wayward Pines is a little strange.
We like strange.
It's, yeah, it's not bad.
That's
though.
Just dark strange, though. That's not complete horror.
No, that's not horror. But you just M. Night Shyamalan. He's the one that makes that movie. I mean,
it could be after marriage for a long time. You just start to see things that are scary in a different way. You know, not me. I'm saying you. I see it completely the same way.
I've always been scary. Okay, there's some people that take bingo being very, very seriously. You know how you are with the Claw League?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, some people get this way with their bingo.
Yeah.
For some people, bingo isn't just a game. It's serious fucking business. 82-year-old Fred Smith became angry when he saw 88-year-old Ethel Britt sitting in his favorite bingo seat.
Oh, no.
In the act of geriatric revenge, he slashed the tires of her van with an ice pick. Going all Sharon Stone, like, wee, wee. So this happened in the retirement community in Lake Wales, Florida.
You know, old ladies take that bingo serious.
They do. You fuck with their little charms and tchotchkes around, or like mess up their daubers, they'll beat you.
Or when you win, you don't let them rub their tickets on your butts. They get all upset. I don't know if they do
That's
that just
because
you're young. Yeah, now that I think about it. But they were getting upset, like if you wouldn't walk by them so they could rub their shit on your ass.
Yeah.
On your way back, they'd get mad at you. Hey, Like, what?
Well, plus,
I didn't get my chicken.
You're the only young male ass that they've seen in a long time that no one comes to visit old people, which you guys should more.
I would go with the girl I was dating for pussy. I was going with the girl I was dating. She'd go with her grandmother.
Going to see old people for pussy.
Well, I did a lot worse things for pussy. So the old people were bingo was cool. I had a good time doing it. What? I mean, the old ladies want to touch your ass. That's a little weird. But other than that, it was cool. You win some money, maybe. You try to keep up with your one card while the 90-year-old next to you is working 30.
That's crazy.
I'm having a hard time with like three little sliders here and a little blinky light on a monitor.
It's like you can see those little numbers on every single one of those fucking things in like 10 seconds and you can't find your pills. Yeah. It's like that's a problem.
Muscle memory.
Probably. Well, you still got to look at the number. Well, anyway, the security video, Smith is strolling over to Britt's vehicle and slashed two of her tires.
Nice.
So I didn't think anyone would be low enough to do that to my car because I didn't know I had any enemies in my life. Little old lady talk. Touch who want to hurt troll. Me? Right? She, you moved my buttercup! Jesus Christ, lady. Nobody fucks with a man in his bingo seat. Now you have to suffer the consequences. Police arrested Smith on one count of criminal mischief. The man admitted when he, you know, the officer told him that there was going to be an investigation, and he said he was apologetic and he said he was embarrassed and regretted doing it, but he took ownership of it and said that even through the embarrassment, he had to face the consequences. He's now banned from bingo.
No.
Oh, no more bingo for Bobby.
No more bingo.
No bingo. Oh, Davey. Had to. I had to.
Sure you did.
All right, well, it's time to go for the evening.
Sure it is.
It is. Okay. It's time to go. Don't forget to go Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and FetLife, Kinky Katie Radio. Google me. Anything's awesome. You'll find out all my information there. KinkyKatieRadio.com if you want to see some little movies and shit that I've done or whatever. More things coming all the time. Anyway, have a wonderful week. Wednesday, Radio IO, Bubble 1, 10.05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Bubble Court. See you then. Kisses on your pink parts. Love you. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.